Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today we're going to talk about why you should attend or start WordPress meetups. Why don't we start this episode off by defining what is a WordPress meetup? You want to tackle that, Tim?
Yeah, absolutely. So WordPress meetups are kind of informal meetups in local areas. And so they're typically hosted through, meetup.com?
Is that the meetup.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And so anyone can start a WordPress meetup in your local area and bring other WordPressers in just to kind of, you know, share ideas, help each other. Typically, from what I've seen, once meetups kind of get off the ground and, you know, they have 10 or more people, then they start having sessions where, you know, people will start kind of sharing, you know, a little presentation. And so, you know, that's typically once the ball kind of gets rolling. But a WordPress meetup can really be two people that say, hey, I use WordPress, you use WordPress, we're in the same area. Let's get together and, you know, see what we can do to help each other, learn from each other, and so forth. And it's also worth noting that once a meetup gets pretty popular and there's enough people, it'll usually roll into an official WordPress.org WordCamp, which is kind of, you know, the more formal local meetup with speakers and sessions and sponsors and all that.
Yeah, that's a great definition, Tim. And I did confirm while you were defining that, it is meetup.com and not meetup.org. So we lucked up and gave the right URL, though, from the beginning. So what are some of the benefits and of why you should attend or start one? First thing that comes to my mind is, Tim, you know, was talking about it was a great way for WordPress developers to get together and help each other out. So continuing education, you know, WordPress is continually evolving because it's open source software. So there's lots of developers all around the world. It's a global community. And we've got this awesome thing, for instance, called Gutenberg that's coming out that's going to revolutionize WordPress and the way we do things with WordPress. Well, if you have these meetups and stuff, you can meet with other like-minded people who are building WordPress websites to learn about the latest and greatest technologies that are coming out with WordPress. So it's just a really good form of continuing education.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next one on the list is networking. If you're using WordPress and you're a blogger and someone else is using WordPress that is a designer developer, well, hey, you guys can get together at the meetup and say, we have complementary skills. I need someone to help me design my blog. I need someone to help me blog on my website. So it's a great way to meet people. You also come across people that are, hey, I'm trying to build my own website with WordPress. They come to the meetup to try to get some help and stuff. And then they say, hey, you're a professional that builds WordPress websites for a living. I'm going to go ahead and hire you because you are clearly, you know, a professional and can really help me here. So it's a great way to meet people, not just to get work, but you might meet someone that, hey, you know, I don't really need your services now, but down the road, you know, and that's kind of the basis of networking is it's not always like, hey, hire me now, but you're meeting people and kind of building out your contacts.
And next on our list is giving back to the WordPress community. You know, one of the reasons why Tim and I are active in the Divi Facebook groups, for example, and why we started this podcast, WP the Podcast, we're very grateful, you know, for all of the help that's been given to us through either online communities with WordPress, meetups for WordPress, or WordCamps for WordPress. And one of the ways that why you should attend or start one is you get to give back to the WordPress community because there's new people coming in where you were when you started. So I would bet money that you got help from someone in the WordPress community, and it's a way of giving back.
Yeah, definitely. And the next one is, you should attend or start a WordPress meetup because it helps promote and grow WordPress as a whole. WordPress now powers 30% of the entire internet, which is just absolutely amazing. Well, part of that is through, part of what has helped WordPress become so huge is through community, and meetups are a big part of that. So when you go to a meetup and you are helping someone that just got started with WordPress, or you're networking with someone so you can help each other, well, in a small way, you're helping WordPress grow, because you're being a big part of that community, and the community is one of the big reasons why WordPress powers 30% of the internet.
And those are the reasons why we think you should start and attend WordPress meetups. And now I'm going to give a little plug here. Tim and I did a talk called Coopetition, Why You Want to Partner with Your Competitors to Help Grow Your WordPress Business. And we talk a lot about, you know, the importance and the value of WordPress and community, and how working together, you know, can benefit your company and stuff. And we'll put a link to, in the show notes, over to WordPress.tv, where you can watch that session if you'd like to. We recently spoke at WordCamp Phoenix 2018 in February. So check it out. WordPress meetups are great. We can't say enough about the WordPress community. Definitely get involved. If you're by yourself out there and you're just, you know, unsure of whether or not this is where you want to go or where you want to be, I can guarantee you, if you get involved in the WordPress community, you're going to want to stay there forever, because it's just awesome. Well, that's another show is in the books, episode 188. Catch us tomorrow for another great episode of WP the Podcast, episode 189. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.